the manhunt for Vicky White and Casey White.
We have an inmate who has apparently escaped our detention center,
along with a missing corrections deputy, Vicky White.
Deputies are searching for inmate Casey Cole White and Vicky White.
Casey Cole White, Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton.
This is just basically strictly my own opinion. She pulled it off. That's just the bottom line. You know, she pulled it off.
Welcome back to Love on the Run, the search for Casey and Vicky White. My name is the Unfindable Finder, and I will be your host for the night. So settle back, get whatever it is that relaxes you, your favorite beverage, and settle in, because this one's probably going to be a long one. A lot of things have happened. Oh man, it's been a busy 48 hours. So the day that I'm recording this is actually May 7th. It's about 1 o'clock in the morning. Forgive me, I've had a very long week. So let's catch you back up from the last episode. We got you up to 2019. Casey White was found guilty on those 9 charges. So let's skip ahead a little bit. Let's go to September 2020. Casey White was incarcerated in Alabama Department of Corrections facility, and he wrote a letter to Lauderdale County Lieutenant Brad Potts and claimed the responsibility for the 2015 murder of Lauderdale County woman Connie Ridgway. So, this is kind of funny because in the past couple days, they actually interviewed Sheriff Mike Blakely, and he also said the same thing, and that's a whole different county and jurisdiction, and that's the sheriff versus lieutenant. So that's kind of weird too. I don't understand why he would write Mike Blakely. If you heard the last episode, you obviously heard that body cam audio from that incident in his little rampage from 2015, and he repeatedly asked for Sheriff Mike Blakely, which, although it's just a little bit odd, but everything about this case has been at least just a little bit odd. So let's get you caught up. October 2020, he was in Lauderdale County Detention Center for arraignment in the Connie Ridgway murder, and it was discovered that Casey had been plotting an escape. So, he tried to do this before. Deputies retrieved 2 homemade shanks, or prison knives, from the shower area. He intended to take a hostage the day of arraignment, and I guess this was told to investigators afterwards. His date of arraignment was October 2nd, 2020. In court, he asked to remain at the Lauderdale County Detention Center and pled not guilty by reason of insanity. He was released back to the Alabama Department of Corrections to await trial. So I guess it was around this time that they started planning everything out, and this was when him and Connie Ridgway started planning everything, according to the timelines we've been given so far. So fast forward 2 more years to 2022. February 10th, Vicky White puts her house up for sale. On the 24th, just 14 days later, 2 weeks, she has an open home inspection from 2 to 4 p.m. Auction is over at 6 p.m. They only allowed online bidding for some reason, so I guess she didn't want anybody to come in and see the house or see her, etc., etc. The house sold for $95,550. Now, that's crazy because her house actually appraised for over $200,000, and with the current market, with COVID and everything that's going on in the world right now, honestly probably could have fetched $300,000 or $400,000, maybe even more, if she just waited it out for a couple months. But Connie didn't want to wait it out for a couple months. Connie needed money now. Her opportunity was coming up. Casey's court date was coming up. He was going to be transferred back to the Lauderdale County Detention Center, and that was going to be their break. That's what they planned. So, and just to put that into perspective for you right quick, this was a 3-bedroom, 2-bath brick house with 2 shops, 425 acres in the Green Hill community in Alabama. Beautiful property. I mean, honestly, it's just crazy how she sold it that cheap. On February 25th, 2022, Casey goes back to Lauderdale County Detention Center. So he's got court for the capital murder case of Connie Ridgway. And there's speculation as to whether or not he was even involved with that or did that. But we'll get to that later. So on February 28th, this is Thursday, the day before the escape, Vicky turns in her retirement paperwork. So this is it. She's just acting normal. Everything's normal here. She's just trying to play her cards right and play by the book. She doesn't want to raise any alarms or raise any eyebrows or raise suspicion. You know what I'm saying? They got to keep this shit low key. So she stated that her last day at work was going to be Friday, the day of the escape, April 29th, 2022. She didn't complete an exit interview, and so subsequently, the paperwork was not filed with the state. So if she's convicted of a felony in relation to all of this, she's going to forfeit her pension that she worked 25 years for. So there's something huge going on in Vicky's mind, something that we can't grasp. And that's what everybody wants right now. Everybody wants to know what Vicky's thinking. That's the main discussion online, on internet forums, on Reddit, Twitter, Facebook, all those groups. Everybody wants to know what Vicky's thinking. Nobody knows if Vicky's in control or is he in control. Is this real? Are they actually in love? Is she already, God forbid, dead? We don't know. And it's driving the country insane. It's gaining momentum. It's like the Brian Laundry case all over again. Except this time, Dog the Bounty Hunter has chosen not to be involved so far. So, drum roll, please. Da, 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 da. 429. Escape. But apparently, according to the reports that have come out now, we still have a little bit of things that happened Thursday. So apparently, Vicky had rented a motel at the Quality Inn in Florence, very close to where they found the patrol car, within walking distance, and had this hotel for a week. Now, according to the United States Marshals and Lauderdale County Sheriff, he said that she stayed at the hotel Thursday night, right? But her mom, check this out, her mom says that she went to work Friday morning like everything was normal and she was there. So I have one question. Did Vicky stay Thursday night into Friday morning at the hotel, at the Quality Inn? Or did Vicky stay the night at her mom's? Because, well, she's only one person, right? So she can't be at two places at once. So obviously, one of these reports is wrong. So either law enforcement's intel, their report to us, all of that shit, that's wrong. Or Vicky's mom is a liar and she's lying. I'm not saying that she's lying. But maybe she's a liar. I'm just saying. Apparently also, I don't know if this is confirmed. I haven't seen this on any official law enforcement briefing report, but I have also heard from people that are local, that live in Florence, okay, that said that she went to a hotel afterwards with him after the escape and changed clothes, and that they, at some point, she also went to an adult sex store in the 48 hours leading up to this. So maybe there's some freaky stuff going on in the mountains of Tennessee. So fast forward to today we finally got some news. It's been a week. God, we've been going crazy. It's been a week. Nothing. No sightings, no reports, no news. Same things all over and over again, same reports. At one point, the U.S. Marshals had somebody Photoshop color into Vicky's hair. Like, the woman's not going to cut her hair or something. I don't know. Anyway, apparently this car was actually found the day they escaped. Crazy thing is, it was found before anybody even knew they were freaking missing. What the fuck? This is an epic failure on law enforcement to do their job and correctly notify the public that, you know, there's a half-giant murderer on the loose with a lady who's been involved with the sheriff's office for decades and is probably decently trained and knows a lot more than me and you know about how this works. So this was dispatched at 1:52 p.m. They arrived at 2:15 and it was on the record and gone by 2:45. So that was wild to me right there that that quick they made it to Tennessee and they have left this car in the middle of the road, and that is confirmed. Vehicle was left abandoned in the road at the corner of Smithson Road and Banner Adams Road. No tag was displayed on the vehicle. Heathcock Towing arrived on the scene at 2:37. Vehicle was locked, no inventory was conducted, and it did not appear to have anything in it. So, they released the pictures of this car. They are hilarious. I don't know where they got this super shiny, like, glittery green, hunter green spray paint from, but I guess they only had one can of it, and they didn't like that the car had weird damage, and I guess this was probably Casey's idea that if they painted it, they wouldn't see the damage. It looks hilarious. If you haven't seen them, go check them out. They're also available on the Reddit page, reddit.com/r/findcaseywhite. So with the timeline that we have so far, it looks like they drove from Florence to Rogersville. They left Rogersville probably around 11:00, 11:30. They made it all the way up towards Spring Hill, Tennessee, I guess. Probably about an hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes there from here, something like that. Went up through Elgin, took the back roads, didn't hit 65. Abandoned the vehicle. So I'm guessing that something happened. So I'm guessing they can't stop for gas. So maybe that's an issue. They maybe ran out of gas. They had some kind of damage to the vehicle. Internally, like in the engine, the radiator busted, something happened, the motor locked up, blew a head gasket, who knows what it could be. But for some reason, they left the car there. And the way that, I think the way that they left the car on a road facing another road, and you gotta remember now, nobody knows they're missing yet, was so that they could ambush another vehicle coming down the road, coming down Smithson. So that's a possibility. So they might have this person with them. This person may be dead. They may find them tomorrow. God, I hope not. I hope nobody's died. I hope they haven't hurt anybody yet. I like to think that Vicky thinks that he's better than that, and maybe believes that he's innocent and hasn't killed anybody. And so maybe Casey has to be very careful not to blow his top. But either way, I think it's coming. Knowing his history and his personality, whether or not he's on his medication or not, this could end very badly. So I don't think they're still around that area. If they are, there's a chance that maybe the car broke down and they had to walk and they're laid down somewhere and they're hiding. They could be in a house within 50 miles, holding a family hostage, maybe have killed them or laying there, gonna wait a couple weeks, wait it out. Who knows if they have access to social media, to the news, if they've ditched their phones, if they haven't, if they've gotten other phones. I mean, anything's possible. So far, Vicky White and Casey White have managed to stay 10 steps ahead of law enforcement, and have so far eluded even a sighting, much less capture. So, where is this going? Are they headed out of the country? Are they going to Colorado, Wyoming, California? Are they gonna go hide in the mountains? Where are they going? Are they gonna be able to find them before something bad happens? That is the question. So you found the car. You've had the car for a freaking week. You didn't even realize it was the car. And the whole thing is suspicious as hell. So the car's been in the road for a couple hours. It takes a couple hours for somebody to call and report it. Then it takes a week before you realize that that's that car. And you literally cannot miss this story unless you are fugitives on the run. It's everywhere. Everyone's talking about it. And now, the Limestone County district attorney's office has decided to reopen the 2008 case of Casey's girlfriend, Christy Shelton. If you remember, we talked about that on the last episode. 34 years old, took a gunshot blast from a sawed-off shotgun to the chest, was ruled a suicide. Casey White was there. Family doesn't believe that it was suicide. It's also election season. So this could be substantial, and if there's more charges issued, more warrants issued, the resources that are given to the case become more. And so that would be a good thing. Hopefully, they find out what happened. Another thing that's being talked about is Casey had a brother that disappeared back in 2015 during this whole crime spree thing. But the catch here is Casey was incarcerated at the time of his disappearance. So we can rule him out there as far as physically being there and having a physical part to do with his brother's disappearance. But man, you can do a whole lot of things from behind them bars. Whole lot of communication, whole lot of money, whole lot of power behind those bars that people don't think about. Another thing people aren't thinking about is how dense fucking Tennessee is. If you have never been to Tennessee, imagine like The Reckoning or something. Dude, it is like something out of The Deliverance, except that was shot in Georgia and North Carolina, I do believe. But it is remote as fuck. There's nobody within miles and miles of you. You're surrounded by forests and mountains. There are not many roads. There are not many law enforcement officers on the road. And a lot of people in that area are more prone to just mind their fucking business. And if you've seen the pictures, it's southern central Tennessee. In that area, they're not exactly going to stick out. They kind of fit in. You know what I'm saying? They look the part. Another interesting thing to note is that the area that they found the car in, and I know this personally, is pretty close to Casey's dad's house. So maybe they need to check around in that area, and hopefully I imagine that they already know this, and they have. Another thing that has come to light is the U.S. Marshals have released a picture of all of Casey's tattoos, and the media is now attempting to contact his children. I urge you. This is a very sensitive case. Remember that these people have families. I know that a lot of people see this as an awesome time to play, you know, detective, and that's great. And the internet has become a huge part of the justice system, whether you want to admit it or not. Reddit solved 15, 20-year-old cold cases. I mean, people are smart, and the more people that know and are actively seeking information and keeping an eye out, the better chance it is that a case is going to get solved quickly and safely. And that's what we're hoping for here. I urge you, do not try to find these people. If you see them, do not attempt to contact them or apprehend them in any way. If you happen to be in a close vicinity of them and you don't mean to be and it just happens, do not act funny and immediately please try to remove yourself. Don't make any sudden movements and don't try to be a hero, because these people are dangerous. At least I know he is, and he will kill you. Do not approach these people. If you see them, call 911, call the sheriff's department, call somebody. Call somebody, call Jesus, but please do not approach them. I'm telling you, they got guns and they will use them. During his little incident or whatever back in 2015, he attempted to hijack a guy at a truck stop in an 18-wheeler, and the guy kind of moved funny and Casey just started blasting. So the dude is on the edge. He's huge. He's impossible to miss. He is incredibly dangerous, and they have nothing to lose at this point. And I believe that the next time we see them, they're going to be in a pretty desperate situation if we see them again. There's a chance that 10, 15 years from now, one of you guys could be watching this on Unsolved Mysteries and be like, damn, those are my fucking neighbors. Anyway, that would be crazy. That's going to complete this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I will see you next time. Hopefully I will be able to upload the next episode tomorrow, which would mean that we have another lead. Anyway, keep it tuned right here for all the updates. You can visit our Reddit page, reddit.com/r/findcaseywhite. I don't know if you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts, but make sure that you subscribe to the Spotify channel for all of the video updates that I may happen to release very urgently. Hopefully, I will see you guys again very soon. Eyes open.